Yo, what's up, Gen Z? Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to leveling up that alpha energy. Ever feel like you're constantly second-guessing yourself? Like a walking meme of self-doubt? Yeah, me too, fam. We live in a world that throws pressure and expectations at us faster than TikTok trends change. It's easy to get lost in the noise, start doubting your worth, and fall prey to that imposter syndrome creep. But guess what? I'm here to tell you, it's time to kick self-doubt to the curb and embrace your freaking greatness. Today, we're diving deep into overcoming self-doubt and imposter syndrome, because let's be real, this stuff is holding too many of us back from achieving our full potential. It's like that nagging voice in your head whispering, "You're not good enough," or "They'll figure you out," making even the smallest victories feel like a win against Thanos. But trust me, ditching this negativity is easier than getting your crush to notice you, no pressure. Key takeaway 9-seat. You are not defined by your mistakes. We're all human, and screw-ups are part of the journey, dude. It's not about being perfect. It's about learning from those bumps in the road and coming out stronger. Remember that time you tried to bake a cake and it turned into a science experiment? Yeah, we've all been there. It doesn't make you less capable, just more human. Key takeaway 2. Stop comparing yourself to others. Social media is like a highlight reel of everyone's best moments, not an accurate representation of reality. You're competing against yourself, not some curated version of someone else's life. Focus on your own path and celebrate your wins, big or small. Key takeaway E3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through something tough. Be your own cheerleader even when things get hard. You deserve that love and support, no matter what. Key takeaway 4. Challenge those negative thoughts. When that imposter syndrome voice starts chirping, ask yourself, "Is this thought really true? Or would I say this to a friend?" Often, our self-doubt stems from fear and insecurity, not facts. By questioning those negative voices, you can start to reframe your thinking and build more confidence. Key takeaway F5. Celebrate your wins. Don't let those accomplishments just fade into the background. Shout them from the rooftops, post about them online with a killer caption, obviously, or share them with your squad. Recognizing your achievements helps you build momentum and believe in yourself even more. Think about that time you finally landed that sick skateboard trick after weeks of practice. You probably felt like a champion, right? That's the feeling we want to cultivate every single day, not just when we hit big milestones. Overcoming self-doubt isn't a switch you flip. It's a journey. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, Gen Z, you're more than capable of crushing it. You've got the brains, the talent, and the fire in your belly to make things happen. So go out there, own your awesomeness, and show the world what you're made of. Remember that nagging voice telling you to give up? That's not you. That's just fear trying to hold you back. Don't let it win. This is your wake-up call. Go out there and be the alpha you were born to be. Want to share your thoughts, drop some fire insights, or just say what's up? Hit me up on Instagram, Logan Cruz. Let's build this community together. Don't forget to rate, review, and share the podcast with your squad, because knowledge is power, fam.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.